My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. You know, we go back to yesterday, and, you know, the news breaks on Pro Football Talk in the afternoon. And this is coming off of a Sunday where there are a lot of people that were not happy with the way Deshaun Watson played against the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, you're sitting around going, how are they going to figure this thing out? Maybe it was just one bad game. And we spent 4 hours talking about that, like, okay, well, maybe this is the bad game. Maybe he just needed to get, you know, one underneath his belt and just be able to get back out on the field and try to regroup and try to. And so next week you got another game, and then all of a sudden yesterday, you know, like the three of us, it was like, stop, here we go again. See what Florio has. And so Mike Florio is going to join us at noon to talk about everything that's going on with Deshaun Watson. He's being sued for sexual assault and battery. If you want to go in and read the details of the allegations, knock yourself out. It's pretty explicit.
It's not good.
No.
Yep.
So, I mean, and it, again.
Again, they're allegations.
Allegations, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm torn at times when I, you know, I read things and you have to remind yourself that they're allegations and the other side of this. There's always another side to every story. So, and I say that in every story, not just this one. And so I wonder what the other side of the story is on this. But the problem is that we've already gone through this with 23 settlements prior to, and, you know, the Browns knew what the caveat emptor, right? The Browns knew what they were getting when they bought the contract to bring him in. So, right? Buyer beware on some of the things. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if I'm wrong, say I'm wrong. I don't care. I'm just saying, but like we're in a situation.
Am I correct or incorrect here? I don't think all the allegations had come out. It was he was sitting out because he wanted a contract extension, right? When they brought him in, didn't all of the massage stuff, all of those suits?
So, well, he wanted to, and then it kind of came together, right? That's the way I thought it played out. Is that he wanted the extension, right? And then all of a sudden, all these stories started popping out, and they were like, "We're going to get a." Go find a trade. That's the way I remember it going down. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Just
hey, I don't. Right. I don't
you
know.
You just don't know for a fact, or you're just.
I don't recall that. I thought it was the other way, but I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not sure.
All right, so I'm grabbing this from the Sporting News.
Okay.
To get this as accurate as we can, right. So I'm grabbing this right from the Sporting News. January 30th, 2021. Watson completes the 2020 NFL season. Played every game. September 12th of 2021, an ongoing dispute with the Texans as well as civil and criminal investigations into sexual misconduct and assault charges against Watson leads Houston to keep the quarterback on the bench for the 2021 season opener. At this point, it isn't clear if Watson will play for the Texans. January 9th, 2022, Watson continues his pseudo holdout from the Texans and ends the 2021 season without playing a down for the team. He remained inactive for the whole season, missing all 17 regular season games for the 4-win Texans, positioning Houston with the high selection in the draft. So,
kind of both right on it.
Yeah, kind of bold, right? The lawsuits and all that stuff had come out, but the NFL had not released any kind of discipline on set manner. He was holding out for a contract extension. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go to where we are right now, right? And so now you've got the league hasn't said anything. The Browns haven't said anything. The story came out at, what, 4 o'clock yesterday that Watson's being sued for sexual assault and battery. It's where we are. And, you know, we all know that he had the settlements before. We don't know the relationship here on if they tried to have a settlement. Did the Browns know about this? I mean, these are all things that we can kind of assume that the Browns maybe. I don't know. I'm not assuming anything. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not assuming.
You can't.
No.
No.
So, like, Jeff, where are we on this? Like, where do you think we are?
I know nothing except what I read about the allegations and all that stuff. What I do know is the Browns are paying top dollar for a quarterback and not getting top dollar pay or top dollar play.
Right.
It's just not there. Has it been there? Yeah, there have been short glimpses of it. Has he been available to play? No. Was he good the other day? No. Was the team good? No. I would think this, and this might be harsh, but it's, I think, the reality of it. The Browns made a huge trade and gave a quarterback a huge contract, most guaranteed money in NFL history.
Until this weekend.
Until this weekend. And the return on their investment has been basically non-existent. And is there still hope that he could find it and become what he used to be? Yeah, there's still hope. But guess what? The sample size we have isn't good. If, by chance, this is an opportunity and an opportunity presents itself for the Browns to get out of this contract, I don't know how they cannot try to get out of this contract. I would think they would have to try to get out of the contract because the play...
Well, if they knew about it, then they know what they did. They knew
if this leads to any opportunity to perhaps get out of the contract, they have to take it. I'm just looking straight football here.
Okay.
You got boatloads of cash tied up in a quarterback who's not producing and not even producing at a high level. He's not producing. I mean, you're just not getting good quarterback play. And straight football, if you're presented with an opportunity to get out of this contract and not be penalized cap hits like crazy, you have to take it.
All right, Dan, how does that happen for them to be able to walk out of this without taking cap hits? Among the things I was reading, one of the things I thought was interesting was if they hang on to the contract, even if I'm assuming that he'd be suspended at this point. If he was suspended, they hang on to the contract, and then you hit June 1st, and then you release him in the new football year. It's nowhere near as impactful as it would be if they had to drop him right now. But they can't just drop him right now. They would need the commissioner's office to put him on the commissioner's list or be suspended or something like that. Like, if they dropped him right now, it would be brutal, right?
Okay, so I am not a capologist. I will be the first to start off with this.
Right.
I am not an accountant. I will do the best I can. So, to my knowledge, if they were to cut him now, you're toast. You would have to unload a good chunk of this roster. It would be an absolute
train. They're not going to do that.
It would be a train.
They just can't.
You would basically have, you would be better off as the Browns to pay him to go home if that ends up being the case. If you do it post June 1st of next year, it's an about $119 million cap hit, which is going to leave a mark. Don't think for half a second it wouldn't.
I was going to say that's still pretty significant.
But you could still form a team and you could still function as a team if you were to do it. You would have some ramifications that would come in the year after of $72 million. In the year after that, again, would leave a mark. But you would still be able to functionally build a team. If you cut him now, you're done. Like,
They can't do that.
Right.
They can't do that.
You would need the league to step in and suspend him. Now, again, Mike Florio is joining us at noon. He has a better handling on all of this stuff, including the piece that he had in there, including the clause in his contract, which was... What would that be? It was clause 42 that was in there, and you could read Mike Florio's piece to get the details of that one. But basically what that laid out was the idea that they could maybe get out of this somehow. I don't totally know the way to do it, but it would involve if they knew beforehand. So this is Mike Florio, 42. Player hereby represents and warrants as the date forth that the player has not been charged with, indicted for, or convicted of, or pled nolo contraire, I think that's how you say it, to any felony and or misdemeanor involving fraud or moral turpitude. Player has not engaged in conduct which would subject him to a charge, indictment, or conviction of any such offense, and no circumstances exist that would prevent the player's continuing ability to the club for the duration of the contract. AKA, if Watson disclosed something like this, if the alleged things are true, if he disclosed it to the Browns, we are in a different place than we are right now. If he disclosed it, the Browns cannot do anything. If the Browns did not know, and it was not disclosed, if the alleged things are true, then the Browns may have an ability to get out of this contract.
So here's my question then. Disclosed when? That's my question.
That's a really good question.
Also, couldn't the NFL jump in and suspend him, investigate him, and that, forget the disclosure, more conduct that might be, you know, might violate personal conduct clauses in
embarrass
contracts.
The shield.
That could of, also, yeah. Couldn't that also get you out of a contract?
Mike Florio probably has the answer for that. I don't know. I think it's a matter of if the point is about disclosure, when? When would he have had to disclose this situation?
I would think before he came here, because if it happened allegedly beforehand.
That this was a possibility that
I would think
that there could be another lawsuit here, and this would be that lawsuit, and hang on, because I want you to know that this is going on, and then they accept it, and then they move forward. If that's the case, I don't see how the Browns could get out of it. If he told them about this, that about the encounter or the person involved in the encounter with him prior to, I don't know how the Browns could walk away from that.
Unless perhaps the NFL decides its conduct, you know, unbecoming the shield.
Right, but there was a part of it. So I think what you said was interesting, because the other cases that were settled were based on massages.
And professional masseuses.
Okay. All right, you with us?
Because we're all kind of having...
Allegedly,
it's he was on a date and trying to find his date's apartment.
But you've got to believe that his lawyers and the NFLPA are going to argue that this is just a part of all the other stuff. And if he disclosed it...
But
then
it's not.
What if it was a pending law? I mean,
Oddly enough, it's the same lawyer.
Well, I don't know. A lot to talk about here. We'll talk about it when we come back with you here in a moment. 216-474-0092. I'm just tired of the story. Not going to lie.
It's a different story, though. It's the same guy.
I'm tired of the... Let me just say this.
I'm tired of the drama around Deshaun
Watson.
I'm tired
of the drama and the controversy.
Absolutely.
That's what I'll say.
And you are 100%.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
100% right.
Lines are packed right now. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on X at CLE Talking Heads. Again, the headline is Deshaun Watson sued for sexual assault and battery. Now you get into all these questions about timeline and, you know, what the Browns can do, what the league might do. You know, Mary Kay Cabot had a had something in her story just saying the league and the Browns are both declining to comment on this. I'd like to hear what Deshaun has to say. I mean, that's – I don't know that we're going to hear that right away, but I just – as someone that knows that every story has two sides, I'd like to hear his side of the story. Until then, all you have is the other side of the story, right? And I think that's sometimes, you know, we – a lot of people want to go out and make judgments and do things like that. I can tell you one thing. There's no judgment on this. This is a bad look for the Browns. It's a bad look for Deshaun Watson. And how this thing plays out is going to be extremely interesting because of I think if this is anywhere else in any other workplace, Jeff, it's just over, right? And then if a employee
you
wants,
mean over as in you're unemployed?
Yeah, if the employee wants to sue the company, the employee sues the company, and then that's it.
The employee could sue the company because the allegations aren't true,
right?
But
in any other
it ain't good.
Walk of life, you know,
it ain't good.
I just your reaction. I mean, I know we talked about this, but yesterday, what was your reaction when you heard the story? I was like, here we go again.
I thought, oh man, the last thing this situation needs is more drama and more, if it's true, obviously poor illegal behavior. I mean, that's if that's true. And
although there's no charges, this is civil.
No, I know. But there are no charges.
Yeah, I mean
that's odd, but you know, the whole thing is you know, it happened a long time ago. There are no charges.
Right.
Didn't call police. That's all bad. You know, you should do that. On the other hand, if it's true and the NFL finds it's true, then this.
They don't care about whether you were, you know.
Right. They don't care whether you were charged or arrested or anything.
Right. They just don't.
They'll do their own investigation and come to their own conclusions. And honestly, Andy, the legal ramifications and all that stuff, that's not my area. Right. My degree's in telecommunications. It's not in law.
And I'm with you.
So, but I would say this. The way that Deshaun has played at quarterback, and you could say it's, you know, if you think he's been good, okay. If you think he's been bad, okay. What he hasn't been is worth $230 million. And if this, by chance, gives the Browns an opportunity to get out of that contract, I think they've got to jump on it. And if Deshaun goes somewhere else and plays beautiful football and is terrific, all right, good for him. Congratulations. But if this turns into an opportunity for the Browns to get out of the contract, they have to do it.
Ryan is in Middleburg Heights. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello, Ryan.
Well, I'm not too good, and, you know, we can lament and yell and scream like everybody was doing after the game, but apparently there's no moral turpitude involved in his contract because he was never charged with anything in these last settlements paying these women off. I don't know how this particular allegation is different, but let's go to the game and how Mr. Watson played. It's evident to me that he can't play. May never be able to walk on the field and be what he was in Houston, which was what they were counting on.
And what they were paying for.
Well, I always said, why did Houston release him? Because of the baggage on his behavior? I don't know.
They didn't. They traded him, but
well, okay, but the fact is, apparently the Browns right now, I don't know if they're going to start him next week or not. Are they?
We don't know. They're off today.
I would assume they are. I would assume they are.
Do they have a backup quarterback that can step in and take the Browns to the playoffs?
Maybe.
I think so.
I mean, Jameis Winston's got, I mean, he's got a resume.
Very experienced.
Yeah.
The front office ought to come out and get ahead of this right now instead of ducking everything because Andrew Berry needs to come out
maybe not Stefanski, but Andrew Berry or Haslam himself needs to come out and address this situation.
Brian in Middleburg Heights, thank you. I don't disagree with that. Somebody's got to talk at some point. I agree. And the question, if they leave this on Kevin Stefanski, I don't think that's right.
Amen to that.
I mean, they've sent Kevin out there a million times in this situation. This is on Andrew. This is on Jimmy. One of them has to come out and talk.
Amen.
And represent the organization.
Amen.
I think this is much bigger than your head coach. And there's just
it's not fair to your head coach.
No, and it's just been too many times they put him out there and made him answer questions on days where they knew some of this stuff would be coming up. Whether it's
he'll be speaking tomorrow.
Yeah, who will?
Kevin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and don't leave this on Kevin. Don't leave this on Kevin to answer these questions tomorrow at his press conference. It's not fair to him.
At the very least, Andy, put out a statement. And
Kevin can refer to it.
And Kevin can refer to the statement.
I'll have to refer to the statement. And Kevin's pretty good at making sure that he doesn't give an answer on stuff. So that I will give him credit for. But please do not put Kevin Stefanski out in front of a mic and make him answer the questions on all this stuff with Deshaun Watson. The only question that he should probably be answering is Deshaun starting this week? And I don't know how he could, Jeff, I don't know how he could say if there's no movement from the league or from the team or for anything. And I don't know how he can't say Deshaun's not starting this week. Right?
I would think he's the starting quarterback.
Be the only way. And then they'd have to go fill that out on an injury report if that was, you know, So, Brandon, Parma Heights. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
So I guess I'm just a little bit confused how this would be different from the league's original ruling that said any sexual misconduct cases that came out after the suspension before August 2021 would be lumped in with the original suspension. It would have to be like a criminal charge for him to be able to get suspended again.
Brandon, I think the argument you're making is the same that his lawyers and the NFLPA would make too.
I would agree with that.
It's the same. I mean, it's not the same, but it is the same, you know.
Well, but
it's
see, the that's
same
the point.
Sexual misconduct.
And see, Brandon, to me, that's the point.
In the original ruling, it doesn't say anything about, like, it has to be a masseuse. It just says sexual misconduct. So, I mean, I don't know how you can make that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying
you don't,
Deshaun
I
Watson
don't,
at
but
all.
You don't, and I don't, but the legal people will, and the league will. And that's what I'm wondering. Is it different or is it not? It sounds to me different than the other stuff.
See, Brandon, do you think it sounds different?
I mean, I think it sounds the same. It's the same thing that he did.
It's very close.
I don't think the league or the Browns will be able to do anything to Deshaun Watson over it, to be honest with you. I mean, I even went back and looked at the ruling that the league put out, and it doesn't say sexual misconduct against the masseuse. It says sexual misconduct lawsuits. Now, if there was a criminal charge, they probably could. But, like, I'm not a lawyer, but it kind of seems like they won't be able to do anything.
Well, and Brandon, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. I just think, and part of it is disclosure. It's disclosure. So if Deshaun didn't disclose this, and the question is when did he have to disclose it? You know, I mean, we all know about the settlements that were done in the court of law. Were there any other settlements with anybody else that was outside of the court of law? I mean, has anyone asked that question? Because, right? I mean, that's a possibility that there could be a situation where he was, you know, that he had maybe settled with people before it even got to court. And that happens a lot. So, Colin is in Cleveland. Hello, Colin.
Hey. Did he disclose it? I think the easiest thing for Deshaun, he would just say, well, it's not true. Like, this is completely made up. So how could I disclose it? You know, I didn't know about it.
So go back. True. Let's just say, so Colin, based on you, on what you're saying, yeah, that's true. But based on what if he had settlements of people that were outside of court? That there were no, like someone had said, hey, I've got an allegation against you, but I'm not going to file anything. I know you don't want this in the news, so we're going to do a side thing here, and we'll take care of it, and just this is never going public. And what if this situation right here decided that maybe that was one of a situation that could have been like that, and she decided to go public with this case now? If the team knew about it before, then they knew. You understand what I'm saying? Not everything had to be in court. I mean, we know about the things that went to court, How many things didn't go to court?
Right, sure. And in that case, I would just say, well, he and his lawyers are idiots. If they were reading his contract and everything and they didn't, you know, and they were supposed to disclose everything and they didn't, then, I mean, that's a valid reason. And you could hopefully get out of his contract in that case if that is true, if they really did know about it and he didn't disclose it. I just feel like, again, if
again, I'm just throwing out scenarios. Colin, yeah, I'm just trying to throw out scenarios. Okay. I think that's where we are, and I think we're all speculating. But what I would like to know, Colin, is what the league thinks and what the team thinks right now. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern for that, too. Colin, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So, I mean, a lot more to go. Mary Kay, I'm sure, is all over this story. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot coming up here at 11. And then the man that broke the story yesterday, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He will join us at high noon, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of the answers. And it also helps that he's a lawyer, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I think he can give us legal answers on some of this stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.